Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, a Marian theologian, and I currently serve as the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the commentary series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day two, and we'll be covering the beginning part of St. Alphonsus Liguori's The Glories of Mary from the TAN edition copy of the book. We'll be addressing part one, chapter one, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. But before we jump into the treasures found in this wonderful work, let us begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Lord our God, you have given us Mary to be our mother in the order of grace. You called her and you chose her. You destined her to be the mother of your divine Son, Jesus. And because he is the King of Peace and the King of the universe, you made Mary to be the Queen of Heaven and Earth. So many times we call upon her, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Help us to know what it is for Mary to be our Queen. May she be our intercessor. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last time, in episode one, I just gave kind of a cursory overview of what we could expect. Who is or who was St. Alphonsus Liguori? And what can we expect to find in The Glories of Mary? The first part of the book is divided up, breaking up different lines of the Hail, Holy Queen. You and I know this prayer so well. We pray this prayer at the end of every rosary. The monks and those who pray the liturgy of the hours, but especially monks, they pray the Salve Regina during ordinary time. They chant it at the end of Compline, and so do priests and other religious and so forth. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. I think it was Fulton Sheen in his book, Treasure in Clay, which was his autobiography, in which he detailed the experience of being on a Trappist monastery and how the whole church was dark, but there was a spotlight on the image of Mary, and that in the darkness of night, as they had concluded their prayer, they sang out the Hail, Holy Queen, the Salve Regina. As we look at the text today, we'll be looking at the first part on the Salve Regina, chapter one, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. My approach to the commentaries is simply to deliver a brief reflection on what the main theme, as I identify it, is in each of these sections that we'll be reading. And so today I would like to speak about this notion of Mary as the Queen Mother. And I think that that would take us through the Glories of Mary, sections 1, 2, and probably 3, to get a good understanding, reading the text, and then just simply understanding the main principle here, Mary as the Queen Mother. This is part of biblical theology. One of the things that I've greatly studied and written about in my own life, and actually I have a book with Tan Books called Our Lady of Good Help. We need to change it to Our Lady of Champion now, but Our Lady of Good Help, a prayer book for pilgrims. Essentially, it was all my essential writings, I would call it, on the shrine and champion. My prayers that I had written over the years, novenas, I wrote rosary reflections, I wrote Stations of the Cross when Tan picked up the writings and such. But I also have a lot of detailed analysis, etc., in the very beginning before you get to the prayer book, helping people understand why or who or what the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion, as it's now called, is all about and why it's important, and Mary's apparition in 1859 to a Belgian immigrant named Adele Bryce. When Mary appeared to Adele in 1859, Adele asked her, "In God's name, who are you and what do you want of me?" And Mary said, "I am the Queen of Heaven who prays for the conversion of sinners." I am the Queen of Heaven who prays for the conversion of sinners. That is how Mary chose to identify herself to this immigrant woman, 28 years old, Adele Bryce. And because my entryway into studying Mariology and Marian theology and my association even with the Mariological Society of America began with a paper that I wrote back in 2011 on the Shrine and Champion, delivered at their conference. That was my first Mariological Society meeting, and since 2014, I haven't missed one. But that really got my start as a Marian theologian. And in that paper, I focused on Mary's name, her message, her mission, but her name. And that's where I became very familiar with this Old Testament theology, the Queen Mother. There's a book, actually, by Dr. Edward Serrie, very great, very brilliant, in my mind, theologian. Very accessible, too. He writes about Mary as the Queen Mother. I remember finding an article from Scott Hahn, too. Scott Hahn wrote about Mary as the Queen Mother. But I think that helps us to understand this first part of the Hail Holy Queen. Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. In Old Testament theology, the mother of the king was the queen. Now, you think about England today, what we know about royalty. Well, the queen is the wife of the king. You see that right now in England. And so that's not the case when it comes to the scriptures, when it comes to the Old Testament. There were these queens that stood by the side of their son, the king. And what was the role of the queen mother? The role of the queen mother was to stand beside the king and to advise him and really to serve as the intercessor, if we want to use our religious speak. We could also say that she was supposed to be the advocate for the people. So this is what it would look like. I would go to the queen. I would make the queen aware of my situation. This is what is happening. Please let the king know. The queen would take it to the king. The king would then rule in his role as king over that situation. And then the queen would probably report back to me. And the queen would share what the king said or what the king is going to do about it. Often when I teach about this, I use the example just of a city. So the city where I'm a pastor, okay. Well, let's say on the street to the church, there's a pothole. And so I would go to the queen and say, "Hey, could you get this pothole fixed on the street? This is my care. This is my concern." She receives the complaint of me, and then she would take it to the king. Now, of course, we would have a mayor in this town, etc. Well, you know, there's a pothole in front of Sacred Heart Catholic Church. People are getting flat tires when they turn into the church property. Is there anything that we can do to help the believers who go to Sacred Heart? So there's this intermediary, the Queen Mother. And the Queen is making intercession on behalf of the common people. Well, boy, doesn't that sound like our approach to the Blessed Virgin Mary? That we ask the Blessed Mother to intercede on our behalf. That we bring our petitions and we say, Dear Blessed Mother, please intercede for this person. And what does she do with that? From her place in heaven, she receives our petition, and then she takes it to the king. She takes it to her son, Jesus. Jesus takes it to the Father. So Mary, as the Queen Mother, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. Well, in this role as queen, that's what she's obtaining for us. She's obtaining the mercy of God. What is God's mercy? God's mercy is his love and his kindness to all of us. So in the Glories of Mary, section 1, how great should be our confidence in Mary, who is the Queen of Mercy? Why should we have that confidence? Because God has made her the Queen of Mercy. How much our confidence in Mary should be increased from the fact of her being our mother. Well, not only is she the Queen of Mercy, but she's our mother too. She's the Queen Mother with her son Jesus. But then Jesus says, I want you to be the Queen Mother to all people. So we have great confidence in Mary because of that. Section 3, on the greatness of the love which this mother bears us. We'll be talking about that more in the days ahead. The great love that Mary, as the mother of us, the mother of God, that she has for you and me. But again, that love that she has is in her role as Queen Mother. To me, I think this is one of her most significant roles and one of her greatest titles is to be called Queen and to be called Mother of Mercy. And how fitting it is that we so often salute her in that fashion. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. And that brings us to the end of day 2 in our study of the Glories of Mary. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me on your journey to grow deeper in your spiritual life. Next time, we will continue our study and specifically focus on Mary's love for God's children. I hope you will join me next time. May you rely today on the prayers of our Queen Mother. May God bless you always.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.